This is an AeroNews Touch and Go with aviation news in brief from May 10th. I'm Paul Plack. All parties involved seem to agree that last week's Pilot Training Reform Symposium in Atlanta, organized by the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, made important progress in addressing general aviation's long-term problems. In his address to the symposium, Randy Babbitt hinted at a timeline for reform. Quote, "I'm very eager to have your help in developing the FAA's five-year strategy for transforming general aviation safety," unquote. ATK, which faces revenue and job losses in the cancellation of NASA's Constellation program, has been awarded a $110 million contract from Lockheed Martin to produce composite components for the F-35 Lightning II Joint Strike Fighter. Two FBOs at Corpus Christi International Airport in Texas have expiring contracts, and the city is surveying the aviation community before deciding how to proceed. Embraer has selected the Solid FX FX8 aviation information system for use by test and ferry pilots of its Super Tucano aircraft. The device has a 24-hour battery life and can display Jeppesen charts and a user's PDF documents. Four new service centers in Southern California have been approved by Piper Aircraft. NASA says its Gravity Probe B mission has confirmed two key predictions derived from Albert Einstein's general theory of relativity. The experiment was launched in 2004. An asteroid called 2005 YU-55 will pass within 202,000 miles of the Earth in November, and scientists are excited to be able to get close-up radar images. And how much of what you remember from America's first human spaceflight was actually NASA misinformation or media fiction? Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, I'll talk with Doug Stewart of SAFE about last week's Pilot Training Reform Symposium in Atlanta. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.